Every single person I met is exactly the same person I needed in that time, for sure, without a doubt. We meet somebody, and they're so good for us at that time. And it's like this heaven sent, because I needed you so bad. But just like women, just like men, who appreciate that importance in your life, right? They're like, man, I'm loyal to you. I'll be good to you. Let's be friends. Like, thank you for coming into my life. Anything you need, I'm here for you. You give them open arms. That person is temporary. Now you move on to a next level, and that person, that's all they are. That's the same person. It's like, come on. Let's go to the next level. And they don't know how to go to the next level, because that's not their position. Their role in your life was only to do this. The next person you meet is only gonna be to do that. And the next person you meet after that is only to be that. These people in our life, they're placed not by accident. But we try to hold on to them because they help us out. They were so good to us when we needed them. So it's like, come on, I would never like do you dirty for the rest of our life. Okay, cool. But they're not worth having to the rest of your life. We don't know how to let go. We don't know how to, like, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate everything you were. Give me a handshake. Give me a hug. Thank you. But I'm on bigger and better things in my journey. We don't know how to do that. So we're like, come on, roll with me in my journey. No, what are you doing? He's gonna hold you back. He's gonna be drama along the way. He's gonna do you dirty. What are you doing? Leave him behind. Oh no, but he was so good to me. She was so good to me. Who gives a fuck? They serve their purpose. One time use only. It's wrong. But, no fucking but. We don't know how to cut people off when we have to. That's pathetic. Because if we cut them off, we're gonna feel like we turned our back on somebody who was there for us. And we're gonna feel like, damn, that's kindness. No, that's what we have to do. Forward, we push through. It's a very fine line between taking them or leaving them behind, knowing where they're, when their time is up. Twenty levels ahead, you're still stuck on the person who helped you out for the first stage, the second stage in your journey. You're still thinking about that person, whether it's a boy or girl. Like, fuck, hopefully they're doing good. Hopefully they're doing that. Who gives a fuck? They have absolutely no value in your life no more. And if you go back and try to lend a helping hand or be there for them, they're just going to burden you with problems that's not, it's not your business. Those persons got to figure their shit out. So I always been like very conscious. That's why I have no problem letting good girls go, solid homies leave. Like, I have no problem, because if I'm struggling to hold on to your love, to your loyalty, that means it's not meant to be. Because if you're in my life and so effortlessly, we're good. But the day you start being drama, the day you start being a headache, the day I feel resistant for me moving forward because you're holding me back, guess what? I'm going to look back and be like, okay, can we fix this? Or it's time for you to go. Are we okay? Or do I got to give you the boot? Once or twice is understandable. But if it consistently happens do me dirty, do me dirty. Like, yeah, you gotta go. Like, that's it. You made it very easy for me to move on. But that's exactly how it goes. We're living our lives. We're not living anyone else's. We do decisions for us. We do decisions for the greater good for us. I cut people off that it hurt me to cut off, but it had to be done. My brothers and sisters, there's some I don't talk to. At one point, you meant so much to me when I didn't know nothing, and you tried to elevate me. You were God to me because you know everything. You know the answer to 2 + 2. You know how to write in cursive. You know how to do this, how to do that when I was learning. And to me, you were great for that time. Now, I try to talk to them and be cool with them. And it just seems that they overpower you with burdens. They make you feel some sort of way. They make your beautiful day seem dark and gloomy. Why? Because you're carrying their load. So every time I come to your house and visit, I drink a coffee with you, kick it. But I'm not staying more than an hour because I gotta go. You drum. Hopefully you figure it out. You have a good one. Send my love to everybody else. Take care. Get on your car and go. How many people could do that? No, we always feel that we could fix her. We could fix him. We got this. Probably could. But if that was the case, we're going to fix him. And then we're going to move forward. And they wouldn't have to come back because they fucked up. So we got to fix him again. Move forward. Like, how are you going to get to where you're going? Winston Churchill. You will never get to your destination if you throw a rock at every dog who barks. On point. All these fucking quotes come from that. Your guidelines to help you have a better mindset. Their guidelines to help you. Their guidelines and reminders. Like, fuck them all. Quotes on how to get over a broken heart. A million of them. Hustle. A million. Love. A million of them. There's something for everything. And they're saying, like, they're said so poetic. All the signs to living a happy life are there. And we know how to live it. We just choose not to act on what we know is right. And by us not acting on what we know is right, our punishment is drama, headache, bullshit. That's your punishment. You don't want to move on from this stupid bitch? You don't want to move on from the stupid nigga? Cool. Your punishment is you're gonna get hurt physically, mentally, spiritually. They're just gonna wear you down. That's your punishment for being stupid. And nobody could ever tell the difference. Everybody finds themselves crying and hurting and don't know why. That's why.